And we are back, and we are the Run Duo. I am Tommy.
What's up? It's India.
What's up, Miss? I'm getting ready to say the wrong name again. Ooh, what's up, India?
Callaway.
Miss Callaway.
I am good. I am so good.
Good to hear. So we are here on a Wednesday because yesterday we was in these, well, you were in these streets of Atlanta running that peach tree.
Yes.
How was the race?
It was good. Like it was, so of course, if anyone saw my post, I have been running peach tree for 16 years. So this was my 16th year of running the peach tree. I've been running it since 2008. So of course I know all of the nuances and things that have changed since then. Like so much has changed since prior to me running it, but yeah, it was good. I was really dictating what we were going to do, how early we were going to get out there. Tommy, you remember years ago when we used to all meet in front of the Nike store and it was this big old picture of all the people of like a lot of us that are, you know, us black folks that be running, coming together to take a big picture. Black Girls Run, Black Men Run, and a lot of the other local run groups that come together. But I just feel like that has definitely dwindled away. I don't know why and, you know, what the reason is, but I didn't make it in time to be able to participate in that. But when I did see the picture, I was like, oh, it's getting smaller and smaller every year. But yeah, so we ended up, you know, it's always a interesting process, Tommy, with getting down to Peachtree. I think when you know the drama of MARTA and you know how many people are on there, you try to figure out alternate ways. So this year we decided to park right next to Midtown train station. So like behind, not behind Hudson Grove, but behind the train station and kind of like the residential area. So we parked there, walked right up to Midtown station and took Midtown to Lenox. So that when we got done, we could just walk to our car because first of all, the route to get from the Peachtree, from Piedmont Park, all the way around to the other train station, like the way that they direct you to go is like, it is really a roundabout and out of the way. And I understand why they do it because it's hundreds of people walking up the road and you can't have all these people walking up the course. But it is definitely out the way. So we did our way of getting back to our car and it's just so much better. But it was good as we started the race in the morning. So typically there's a flyover that takes place and we didn't see this flyover. This flyover didn't take place this year. Well, let me say the traditional flyover didn't take place. Usually it's like fighter jets, whatever they call them. They're like your fancy little small like jets that fly over. This year was like two helicopters. And like when they flew over, we were like, oh, those are just helicopters passing by. Like it did not.
They weren't military helicopters?
They didn't look like it, Tommy. I was like, oh, this is not the flyover that we're used to. Because usually it's the ones that are like, they're in a triangle and they can like flip and do all. It wasn't those type of airplanes. And so I'm not sure kind of why that transition took place, but that didn't take place. So I was like, okay, you know, that's fine. I ended up running the first half of the race with Ayana, of course. And then Braxton did do the race, but he did it with his twin brother and his wife.
Oh.
They walked and unfortunately they had X as their wave. So he dropped back to them. He dropped back
so
to their wave and did the race.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
They did finish. He dropped back with them, and I was like, "Listen, I'm not walking the whole 6 miles." So me and Ayana were like, "We're just gonna go do our thing, and I'll wait for you at the park." So as soon as we took off, it started raining, and we're like, "Oh, this is just a little drizzle. This is okay." And then the sky opened up, and that happened for like you know like quarter of a mile or so, and then it cleared up, and of course the heat and humidity like increased even more. But we made it through the race. I really enjoyed myself. I did a little recap on social media, you know, of course the holy water and the Shepherd Center and giving out watermelon and beer and drinks and shots. The typical Peachtree Road Race took place. So it was a good time. I still feel like the numbers are not where they are. And I think Atlanta Track Club acknowledged the numbers aren't where they are as they were pre-pandemic. But it felt like it's getting there on this year. I feel like it's getting back to what it was. So it was a really good time. Braxton and his brother and wife finished right before the sky opened up. They literally met me. They got their t-shirt and met me at the family section. And as soon as I said, hey, y'all made it, literally it started raining a downpour. Like not even, it was just like a monsoon. Like it was really, really bad raining. So, but, and unfortunately they canceled the race or stopped the race. And from what I understand, there was like 500 runners that were still out on the course. And unfortunately they didn't get an official finishing time because the race was stopped. So.
Yeah. Yeah. From what it says is, there was lightning within, and I forgot how close it was. It was lightning within a certain amount of time, a certain amount of miles. They had to stop it, and they didn't have enough time to restart before they had to get off the course. Yeah, so that's why they canceled it. But it was, you know how you just said that the numbers aren't what they used to be? Because I guess it was 50,000 this year. I guess it used to be 60,000. Yeah. I assume so. They're about 10 grand. 10,000 lower. But I can tell you one reason why. It's the virtual. Because I ain't going to lie to you. Let me tell you something. Tommy may never run an in-person Peachtree again if they keep doing the virtual. Because it was great. I enjoyed it. I went on Saturday and did the virtual along the Peachtree route. It was great. I completely enjoyed myself. I went to the expo with Heather. Saw all the people I needed to see. I did not miss any of that. The only thing I missed was the people on the hill at the Shepherd Center. That's the only part that actually I was like, okay, I do, you know, that does give you a lift. But as far as anything else, I may never do in person again. Heather's like, oh, we got to do in person together next year. We'll see. Maybe when it gets to Saturday again, maybe when the 4th is on a Saturday again, I might, you know, do it. But I truly enjoyed doing the virtual.
Yeah, I think that the virtual option is really big for people and being able to kind of, like you said, do it at the comfort of your own home. It's 4th of July. People are like, oh, I can travel and still, you know, get that.
Get that shirt, get that medal.
Get the shirt, get the medal that you pay for. There was people, I heard people complaining about that every year. You know what, Tommy? I feel like I need to do a better job with preparing people when it's time to register for Peachtree for them to know what they're signing up for. Because every year I feel like there's this influx of people that complain about not getting a medal if they don't purchase it, or complaining about the course, or complaining about whatever. And I feel like it's maybe because they're just not prepared. You know what I mean? So prepared on the weight of being at the race. But I'm like, it's 50 to 60,000 people. These local races that y'all going to are a couple thousand people. Like, so it is going to be quick for you. But when you're navigating, thousands of people, it's very hard to do. It's just like a New York City marathon. Like, it's just, it is what it is.
Let me tell you, I will never complain about the weight again after the New York City marathon. After that,
because it was quick.
I mean, nothing compares to that. So, you know, I understand, the Peachtree has a lot, you know, of waves, and it can take a while for you to get through all the waves, and it gets hot and humid.
Yeah, but it's still earlier than in New York.
Yeah, and you're in Georgia. Come on. You're in Georgia, you're in Atlanta. It is what it is. But as far as the medal, I mean, I still say if you can hand out all the shirts, you can hand out medals. But they, you know, I'm kind of with them, like, hey, just raise the price and just give people a medal, because medals are the thing now. We understand the tradition of the Peachtree
is not medal.
It's the shirt.
It's the shirt, right?
But they have a tech shirt now, so I'm thinking they're moving in the right direction. So who knows? Maybe eventually they will, you know, hand out the medals at the same time. But whatever. If you got a medal, you got a medal. But let me just say this: as far as the virtual ain't no joke. Until I put in proof of my time for running my 10K. They don't ship your stuff.
Okay.
And they don't ship it until after the 4th. So I'm going to get my medal and shirt tomorrow. Okay. I just got a UPS notification that I'm getting a package from Atlanta Track Club. But you have to send in some kind of confirmation, like from Garmin or whatever, that you actually ran a 10K to get that shirt.
Yeah.
So they're dead serious about giving out that shirt.
Yeah. I mean, the shirt is what Atlanta Track Club and the history of Peachtree Row Race, I should say, is about. So I totally understand, and I'm glad that they're doing that. I mean, years ago, from what I remember, because me and my friend were going back and forth, there was a time where they were handing out medals at the finish, but it was not for everyone. Like, it has always been a purchase-to-get situation. Like, it has never been every participant gets a medal for Peachtree Row Race.
But there was
a time when you could get your medal at the finish, but you had to go to, like, a tent or whatever.
Yeah, there you go. Yes. That's what it was. You had to go to a tent. And also, I think at one point if you did the triple peach, you got your triple peach medal then, and then they had little things you added as you ran the other events.
Right, but
so I remember Atlanta.
Yeah, but the Peachtree Row Race has never been an all inclusive. Every participant gets a medal. That has not been the history of the Peachtree Row Race. So for those people, and I know several people from Instagram that either have had a concern about that, or I have. People that, like, when I finish the Peachtree Row Race, I put my medal on. Like, I carry it with me so that at the finish I can have it. I'm like, hey, where do I get the medal? And it's like, if you didn't purchase it, you don't get a medal. You know, people are looking at you sideways. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but that's what it is. So.
Yeah, I've done that as well. I think Heather carried hers with her on yesterday as well. And put it on afterwards. Yes. But I watched the Peachtree from the comfort of my home, which it was beautiful. I did see many of my friends on, well, it wasn't TV. It was on their YouTube. It was on the Atlanta Track Club YouTube channel. They were showing it live, the finish line. But I did watch the 11 Alive version. Okay. And I wanted to cry for that lady.
Aww.
I mean, it was just, because I'm sitting there watching it and she's run. I mean, she got a lead. She's running. And then just all of a sudden I see her kind of, and I'm like, there's no turn. I mean, I'm like going to myself like, there's no turn there. Yeah. Where's she going?
So for and our then, listener, explain to our listeners what happened.
So I watched the actual elites on TV and they had the it was three young ladies for the winner of the 10K coming down 10th Street. And this young lady had, you know, gotten quite a lead, not quite a lead, but enough. She was going to win. There was no doubt.
Enough for the lead to snag first, right.
Yeah. But they had the camera angle, like, pointing at her, like, coming down Peachtree. And then I see her veer
off. Coming down 10th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, coming down 10th. I see her veer off to, I think she made a right. I think she veered off to the
right. Yeah,
she veered off to the right. And I'm in my mind, I'm going,
where is she going?
Yeah, there's no turn. Where is she going?
Yeah.
And then they switched the camera to the back.
Yeah.
And you can see that she's going down a side street.
Yeah.
And the other two ladies run past her. She jumps back on the course when she realizes what she did.
Yeah.
Jumps back on the course, but she comes in third. Yeah, she comes in third. But she followed
the motorcade. Yeah. So I have a couple different thoughts on it. So, of course, first of all, we know, well, I don't know because I ain't never been in the front of the pack on nobody raised like that. But the police, typically, if you're an elite, you are following the police because you're not following the pack in front of you like us traditional everyday runners, right? Like, you are following the police to know, or you're following cameras, you know, whatever. Like, there's someone leading the pack, whether that be someone on a motorcycle or someone on a bike. Like, you are following someone. And For people that don't know, there is exactly one turn in the Peachtree Row Race. You literally go from start and you run 5 miles straight down one street for completely 5 miles. And you bust a left onto 10th Street and then you run right into the finish. Literally, there's no other turn. So this runner, elite runner, and it's Sinberi Tafari. She is defending champion of 2020. So she won 2022 Peachtree Row Race. So she's run the race before. She came back this year to defend her title. And unfortunately, she did that turn off. So I have a couple different feelings. First of all, the motorcade, he was rolling. Like, he was the motorcyclist, the police officer, he was rolling. He made that right. There was a guy in, like, the red shirt that was, like, fanning you to go. But Tommy, the finish line was in sight. Like, it's right there. Like, the turn that she made.
I don't see how she didn't see it.
It was right there. And it could have been. I've seen so many people say, you know, it was hot, her mind. You know, you never know, like, where her zone off was, whatever it was. But she made this turn. And I can also not even excuse it for the fact that she's run the race before, because I'm sure she's run so many other races in between. She could have assumed something had changed, you know, whatever. And she's following the bike. But it just really was, like you said, disheartening, because she went from having $10,000 in her hand for a win to now getting almost, not only getting $3,000. So she went from first, which the prize is $10,000, mm-hmm. to third, which the prize is $3,000. So she lost, just because of that turn, $7,000.
I was trying to see where they turned. Like, where was she at? Because is it a neighborhood street?
Yeah, it's a neighborhood street right there. Yeah.
But I was like, okay, I was just real confused. Like, okay, where the hell? Because it looked kind of slanted when she went. But yeah, I mean, look, you've run the course before. I mean, I'm sorry, you've run the course before. Come on. I mean, I feel bad, because I really did feel bad for her.
Yeah. But it's disheartening, because it's like that one turn you missed out on some coins.
Some coins.
Like coins, not just a little bit. Like you missed out. Not like a $100 gift card and a hotel stay like they give some of the race winners, but you missed out on thousands of dollars. Like,
and, you know, it's not like it's a long race. So it's no room left to catch up. You know, it's like you ain't got no more room to try to get back in front.
And she had some kick in her to where you could tell she was trying to, like...
Mm-hmm. Oh, she came back on the course and was like,
back hard.
Yeah, she did.
But because the finish line was literally right there, was no way that she could get it, which was the hard part. Like, if she would have made that turn, it's, like, closer up to, like, Flying Biscuit, where the rainbow sign is, like, that intersection. Yeah. If she would have made a wrong turn up there, she might have been able to pull it off. But she was literally right there at the finish. Like, the finish line was clearly in sight. It was like she could smell it. And she made that turn. So, unfortunately, girl, I don't know. It's interesting, because literally this news hit CNN. It's hit the HuffPost. It's hit all kinds of media because of her wrong turn. And Rich Kanal was on TV last night for CNN. And I think just kind of making the judgment of, you know, I don't know if some people are feeling like Atlanta Track Club should have maybe had something barricaded off there, maybe not had the motorcade to turn off to the right, maybe just had him slow down and go to the right or pull over to the right so that she could just continue. I mean, there's a lot of different things that could have been done, but at the same time, it's like, the finish line is right there.
If was a fifth, we all be drunk. It is what it is. I mean, come on. You know.
So true.
I mean,
so
I did feel bad for her, but, you know, that's what we watch. That's why you watch sports, because you never know what might happen. So
exactly.
But
so you know, I was excited to get my peach at the end of the peach tree this year, because I know that at one point after the pandemic, the peaches weren't there, because I remember we did have Jay Holder on one year, and he was talking about the harvest for the peaches wasn't great for one year. Mm-hmm. But this year they were back, and I believe there were some, I know at the Peachtree Junior, there were nectarines there. And I didn't know that was in the peach family.
Was there? I didn't even see
it. Let's see. I think it was nectarines. So, yes. And I Googled it. I was like, what's the difference between a nectarine? Is it a nectarine? Is that more like the orange? No, that's right. So difference between a nectarine and a peach. So at Peachtree Junior, they had some nectarines out there, and it's in the peach family. It's just the skin is different and the taste is a little bit different. So, but I was really excited to see and be able to taste those and have that at the end of the race this year.
Yeah, I got six of them on my counter right now, because Heather, she grabbed. You know, Heather, she got anything free.
Yeah,
get the free free. The free free. Like, she bought. Yes. But Heather seemed, she had a good race. She said it was hot. We saw her on TV. Trey jumped around, saw mom on TV.
Oh, and, good.
And she stopped to try to take a picture at the finish line, like everybody else. Mm-hmm. But it was nice. I saw the photos. I mean, as far as I think we are concerned, it's back to normal, basically. It looks like everybody's still out there. But, I mean, you know, it is Atlanta's race. But I've lived in Atlanta since the Olympics, but I haven't done the Peachtree since the Olympics. You know what I'm saying? So I used to go to Essence every year and stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm not positive if we're going to continue to do it over and over again, just because there's other things to do on the 4th. But I'm glad that COVID's over, and I'm glad that the people that do want to run it can run it on the course on the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? Definitely glad about that. Now, one thing you won't get, I will tell you guys, is Waffle House. Waffle House is no longer the sponsor. So you know how we used to get the Waffle House coupon, used to get the free waffle, and you used to get the little key ring tag that you can get a discount when you go to Waffle House. So Waffle House is no longer the sponsor, or one of the sponsors for P2 Road Race. So we won't be getting that anymore. So just a heads up for people that have been doing Peachtree for a while and they're used to that. We won't be getting that anymore. So just a heads up.
What?
Yes. I don't know the reason, but that is.
Well, I looked at my virtual goodie bag. They had some good stuff in there. Discounts for Firm Bank. So, hey, me and the kids are going to Firm Bank here shortly.
I thought the virtual goodie bag was really, really good. So
it was nice. Now, we did, like I said, I went to the expo while Heather went and picked up hers. And I thought it was nice. I mean, the expo is definitely not as big as it used to be. Mm-hmm. But I think what it does have is good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, I think maybe before it was a little too much, but I think now what it does have is good. I think Adidas does a good job with their store. I actually got to, you know, talk to the Adidas people about, because I started running in the Boston 11s, mainly because they're coming out with the Boston 12s, so they're discounting the 11s. So, hey, I'm going to get the discounted shoes.
While I know, that's right.
Hey, just heads up. Boston 11s were $160. They are $80 at REI right now. So hey, if you like the Bostons, go get them. And then the SLs, the ones that the Atlanta Track Club was selling as far as their Peachtree Road Race shoe, they're the Alta Zero SLs, Adidas SLs. They were $120. They are now $60 for certain colors. For certain colors. Same thing with the Boston 11s. It just depends on, like, if you got one of the unique colors, you still paying $160. But if you get the certain colors like black, you know, it's cheaper. Okay. But anyway, I think they did a good job with their shop. They had a lot of cool shirts out there. Also, I love that Monday night had beer.
Yes, they had that on deck. I saw people with like a couple different cups trying it all. So that's good.
So that was cool. And then there were some apparel shops out there. A lot of different things to do. Interactive. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably what more people want to see than just, you know, people trying to sell stuff to you.
Yeah, definitely. And I agree. I think that the customization of the Adidas gear was also an option. I don't know if a lot of people participated in that, but you could have customized shoes and shirts. You could put different things on it to make it look the way that you wanted it to look. So I thought that that was really good. I mean, like we've continued to say, I definitely think that Atlanta Track Club has definitely been elevated. Adidas has definitely given them a little bit of a notch up when it comes to delivery of their engagement. So,
and the shirt itself. I mean, I definitely like the shirt better than the old cotton shirts that they used to give out. So definitely Adidas has helped them step up the game. And also, I mean, kind of going back to the medal, like you said, it's not as big of a 10K as it used to be. And I think it will make the Atlanta Track Club have to step up their game in different ways to get people. Now, I will say this. I was real surprised that I think over 9,000 of the runners were new for this year. So it does show that there are people. It's not just the same people over and over. There are new people doing it. I was surprised that 129 of the runners were age 10. I was like, okay, all right, because that's the youngest you can do for the people. So that was surprising. But like I said, I think it makes Atlanta Track Club have to step their game up, and they may have to start, you know, including that medal that may bring in to get them back to being the world's largest 10K. Because at one point, I mean, you couldn't get in. I mean, it was sold out. So why would they do anything different? So this may make them have to, you know, change up their style a little bit and make it a more modern race, I guess, with giving out the medals.
Well, I definitely think that, and I mean, I think that the expo has been elevated in regards to like speakers and, you know, being able to see people out there on that and having some of your Instagram worthy people come in and talk at the expo. One thing that I did see a difference, and it actually involved me, was when you're riding the MARTA, they no longer give you a card. It was a sticker that had a QR code kind of graphiced into the sticker. And so you would just scan that sticker. You could take that sticker and put it on your bib, and you would just scan that sticker to get on and off the MARTA instead of having to carry around an extra item. So there's little different things that I feel like are definitely being elevated and more tech savvy when it comes to the process of the race. And I just hope that it continues to elevate from there. So we'll see what it will entail going forward.
Exactly. Now, before the Peace Tree, I took young Trey out to Piedmont Park for the Peace Tree Junior, which he completely loves. And they do the 50-yard dash, but then the older kids have is it a 1 mile?
It's a 1 mile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do a 1 mile for the older kids, as well as they have Microsoft has a STEM workshop. Out there, they had the Home Depot workshop out there. I'm trying to. Oh, and then of course, Atlanta Track does their
track and field events. Zone.
Yeah, track and field zone. So it was a good time. Had a good time. Saw a lot of friends. Saw all the second generation of runners coming out. Sounds like we're gonna have just as many runners once I guess we retire. Then you know, because all the kids are runners as well.
Yeah, I was very excited. So one of my friends, she told me one day, she was like, oh, I think her daughter's name is Isla as well. It's not Tessa's Isla, but it's her name is Isla as well. And she said, oh, I think Isla's going to be a runner. She really likes running. I was like, say less. I have a race to sign her up for. And so I was your running auntie on this weekend. So I definitely saw you guys out there, and I was excited to get footage of her and her to participate in her very first race. So she enjoyed it. We didn't know how she was going to act when she got up to the line. We weren't sure she was going to like just stand there, but she held my hand for like 2 seconds. And then I kind of like tried to like move her hand, like trying to like let go of her hand, like so she couldn't hold it. And I did it, and I was like, I don't know what she's gonna do, but she took off running. So I was really excited to see her. She's a speedy little one, and I'm excited to, like you said, see what the next, you know, couple years is gonna look like when it comes to the running front with these kids. So I truly enjoy it all.
And I mean, like I said, that's I've said in the past, that's one of the reasons I do like the Atlanta Track Club, because they do work hard to try to get the younger generation into running, you know, physical fitness, that sort of thing. So, you know, it's great. Kilometer Kids, I love it. So yes. I'm really happy that they got that going on. Now, another Peace Tree is in the books. So what'd your husband think? What'd he say? He going to train for it next year? Y'all going?
No. We're going to see. It's year by year. But he did explain that by mile 2.3 or 2.8, he was over it. And then he said once he got to mile 3, the miles start ticking away quicker. So I think he just has to get to that point of, you know, when the miles are there, you know, just kind of not thinking about it. He met some friends around on the course. Some people was like, oh, the Callaway. So people that he hadn't seen in years from college and stuff like that and saw him and Brad and out on a course. So that was exciting for them. So, but yeah, he did it. And he said he was happy for another year to share the experience. So
I think if he runs some other races, that might be, because Peachtree is not, you know, it's a rough day. I mean, you know, because I've walked the course before too. It's still hot and hilly and all that.
Yeah,
so
it's not, Peachtree is not a you're going to get that work. Like, I've seen some of those people that I've seen elites, like Kafuzi. Like, he's one of the guys that I follow heavy on Instagram and YouTube. And he's like, oh, I didn't think I was going to have to put as much work in. Like, Peachtree Road Race is not a race that you come to, like, yes, people PR. Definitely people PR. But Peachtree is one of those races that if you're going to PR, you're going to put work in on that course to get
there. Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not a fast course, by any means. It's fast the first 3 miles, and then you are working the last 3 miles. And so I just say it definitely is fun. It's family friendly. It is good, but it also is not the most easy course, but it's something that we love. And I think because there's so much cheering and so much excitement on the course, it helps you to kind of not think so much about the hills, even though they are kicking your behind.
yeah. And it's a lot of tradition. Yes. You know, actually, one of Trey's classmates, his family is big on doing the Peachtree. The kid's mother, well, the kid's grandmother had run 36 in a row. This year she didn't run. I don't know why she didn't, but I mean, they were out at kilometer at the 50 meter dash as well. But the grandmother wasn't running that year, but like the mom and the dad were both doing it. Cause I think the mom said she's done, 20 herself or something like that. But, so it's a big tradition for a lot, because I was talking to them. I was telling them the same thing. Like, hey, I really enjoyed the virtual. I may never do in person again. Mm-hmm. She's like, you know, with kids, I definitely can understand that. Cause it is, you know, it's a long day. Yeah. It's a long day, because like Heather probably didn't get back here until noon. So, you know, you're leaving at 6 a.m. or whatever to get down there, and you know, you're not home until noon. So the day's basically gone, and you're probably pretty tired, you know, from hanging out and, you know, all that.
I know we had a good nap. We laid down. I think I woke back up. I think I laid down at maybe 12:30 or 1. And I think I didn't wake up till like 4:15. Like I had a nap. Like I was out. So, and then I got up and cooked us some, you know, holiday food. But yeah, I was out. So.
Yeah. So, yeah. But hey, another Peachtree is in the books.
For sure.
Next year is a leap year. So it will actually be on a Thursday next year.
Oh, look at you doing stuff.
No, I only know that because Heather's trying to convince me to figure out a way to get these kids looked after so I can go run it with her. But y'all think I'm playing. If they got a virtual next year, I don't know.
It will be on the 4th. So they better give us the 5th off so we can have a 1, 2, 3, 4, another 4-day weekend. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, now you and Ayana went in, I saw on your Instagram, wasn't it Ayana that went with you?
Running brunch.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I saw y'all on your Instagram. Tell me a little about that. We've interviewed Polo before, back in the day.
Yes.
But tell me a little bit about that.
So Running Brunch is I don't want to call it a pop-up group run, but he is doing a group run, and it's once a month, and he does it at different locations, and typically it's sponsored by different businesses in the community. The one that we went to, Playa Bowl, sponsored it. And of course, Lululemon. So he is backed by Lululemon. But it basically is a group run, and they run. It is actually, it's a mile that they run. So they run a mile, and Polo started it to bring out more beginner runners, people that may not be able to run a 5K, may not be able to run 4, 5, 6 miles as a group run. So starting it as a mile and just really bringing people out to say, hey, let's run, let's get some good food, or whatever sponsor is at the end of this, you can get some juices, because he has Juice ATL, and then Playa Bowl was for this week. So we were able to get some Playa Bowl afterwards, which is kind of like your acai bowls. So basically just opening up community. Polo is a really big part of the fitness community. So there's a lot of what some may call like fitness influencers and things of that nature that were out of there. And then he also was in the music industry. So there was just like a lot of different people. They had a DJ and just a lot of people like really, pumping it up and just really having fun. So Ayana and I did 4 miles early in the morning before we got to his. So we ended our 4 miles at the meetup. And then once we got to the actual meetup, we did a mile with the crew. So it was good. You know, they did a good warm up and kind of a little bit of a workout before the run, and then went off for the mile and then came back and just really celebrated, did some more workouts, did some giveaways, and really enjoyed the day. So definitely check out Run In Brunch. So the letter N, so Run In Brunch on Instagram. You can find them there. They will be doing the pop-up runs. And then he is also going to be starting a group run out of the Lenox store, Lenox Lululemon store on, I believe he's doing Tuesday night. So be looking out for that as well. So they're going to be switching it up and doing more longer distance runs during the week. So what I mean by that, maybe it'll be 3 miles instead of a 1 mile run if you're wanting a little bit more distance with it. So be looking out for that.
The Lululemon. Oh, that's in the little Lenox shopping center on the side.
Yeah, it's called Shops by Lenox.
Yeah,
Shops by Lenox. Yeah, so it's over there by Flower Child and Crate and Barrel. It's right on the side where the True Food is. It's in that shopping center across from there. So,
okay. So, well, Polo, as usual, doing it big. I saw him. I've seen him post about it. You know, I wasn't ever going to be able to get down there for it, but I saw that you guys did, so I did want to hear more about it because it sounded cool. I was like, oh, running runs, that sounds fun.
Yeah, yeah. And again, they just basically connect with different places to be able to, you know, maybe it's like this, for the week that we went, the first 20 people that showed up got a free Playa Bowl. And those bowls usually be like $10, $15 because, you know, you add all the fruit and stuff. So you get a free Playa Bowl. And I think that they do different things and different giveaways at each one that they, each event that they go to. And I have seen there that they have been at different locations. But I know the Beltline is one of his locations he's been to a couple times, but they do switch it up at times.
Okay. All right. So I know you weren't you weren't putting together a list of runs for the year, but do you have anything planned? I mean, because the Peachtree is, you know, everybody does Peachtree. Everybody pretty much does Peachtree. Did you have anything else planned for the year?
Yeah, I do. So I'm actually traveling twice for a couple races this year. So I I know that just hit the radar. That just hit the radar. I just officially solidified that I'm doing that. So I'm going to be traveling to North Carolina to Charlotte, North Carolina, to do the Around the Crown 10K, and that is on Labor Day weekend. So I'll be going to do that. So that's a 10K in Charlotte, and then in October I'll be going to DC because the District Running Collective's 10-year anniversary is happening, and they're having a big anniversary weekend. And at that race, they have a 5K, a 19-miler, and a 19K. And I'll actually be doing the 5K because I'm going to be enjoying myself that weekend. I don't want to do any distance, but I am going to go out and celebrate them because, as you know, I do a lot of engagement and my friends with Run Girl, they're connected with DRC. I've connected with DRC when they first started, which is District Running Collective in DC, when they first started. So I'm excited to celebrate their 10-year anniversary with them. So those are the two races that are after. I am going to try to do a 5K this weekend, the Stroller Run, which I know you wanted to talk about, but I am going to try to do that this weekend. And then I have a couple races that I'm emceeing, but physical races that I'm doing is going to be that Around the Crown in Charlotte and DC in October.
Okay. What's the Around the Crown? What is that? I'm just trying to, is the crown, is Charlotte the crown city? Is that, I guess I don't understand.
That's what they call it, Around the Crown. I don't know if Charlotte's considered the crown city, but it finishes at the Truist Park, in Charlotte. So it's literally in the city, and it's a 10K. So, I heard that it's a fun route, a good and fun route. So I didn't do any research on the details of it. One of my friends, it'll be her first 10K. So I'm really excited to be able to participate in that. And that race has been on my radar. I think about it. I've heard about it a lot. So it's been on my radar because it's her first 10K. I'm like, I guess I can go. I can drive to Charlotte. That's not too bad of a drive. So
Now that sounds good. That sounds good. But yeah, like you said, I'm going to be out there at the Stroller Roll as well. So just wanted to plug it one more time because it is this weekend, July 8th. And it's at Riverside Epicenter. That's on Riverside Parkway in Austell, Georgia, 135. 3.1 miles, stroller run or individual run, however you want to do it. It's a 5K. Live music, race t-shirts, race medals, free race photos. Kids 50 meter dash. That's one of the main reasons we're going, is for Trey. Giveaways, car seat safety checks, vendors, and much more. So you can go to runsignup.com and just put in 5K Stroller Roll and still sign up.
Yes.
For this coming Saturday. Okay.
We will be out there. I'm signed up for the 5K, so if all goes well, I will be out there to run that and just support a good cause.
Exactly. That's the main reason we do it, is to support a good cause. My next race, besides that, is either going to be the race, the half marathon, or the 10K. I'm not 10K. I'm sorry. 10 miler for the Atlanta Track Club. It just depends on childcare. So
okay,
we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
If we can't get childcare for the race, then I'll, of course, just let Heather run the 5K, and I'll just have to do the 10 miler. I might do the virtual half miler for the race. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Sounds good. Yeah, definitely the race is on the radar. 10 miler is always my jam, but we'll see. We'll see what life's looking like. But I did pop that on my calendar the other day just to make sure I don't overlap myself with anything. But it looks like I might be able to do that, even if it's just a 5K. So
yeah. And I mean, you know, the two races, definitely the race in DC sounds exciting. Always DC's always a good time.
It's a vibe. I'm honestly more excited about the festivities around the race versus the actual race. But I think it's gonna be a good weekend. So I'm super excited.
Sounds like it. All right. Well, I think that's it for us this week. Now, if they want to get in touch with you and want to find out about what's going on in DC or the Around the Crown race, how would they do that?
Yes, hit me up on Instagram at I of Indigo Runs, and that's E-N-D-I-G-O. So again, that's I of Indigo Runs. Or you can email me at contact@milesformedia.com.
Or you can hit me up at tmitch68 on Instagram, or email me at thomaswmitchell2@gmail.com. All right, India, I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
All right.